Feeling two-step influences inside jungle in Ableton Live. Advanced groove lesson. Alright, let's get into a part of jungle that alive people feel, but don't always name. Jungle is known for frantic break edits, yes. But a lot of the drive in modern jungle and rollers comes from sneaking in two-step DNA, that clean kick on one, snare on two and four backbone, and more importantly, the intentional space between hits. In this lesson you're building a 16-bar drop at about 174 BPM. You'll have an amen style break, a two-step skeleton that guides it, and then you'll translate that two-step bounce into jungle chaos using ghost notes, swing, and micro-timing. The goal is simple, your drums should breathe like jungle, but roll like drum and bass. Let's set up clean, because advanced groove work gets messy fast if your routing isn't tidy. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Now create three tracks, an audio track called Break, a MIDI track called Backbone, Kick and Snare. Another MIDI track called Hat/Ghosts. Make one return track called Drum Room for reverb. Then group those three drum tracks into a group called Drums. Here's the mindset. Break is going to be character and movement. Backbone is authority and readability. Hats and ghosts are your swing engine. If you treat all three like they're equally important all the time, you'll lose the pocket. Also, keep the backbone mostly mono and centered. Let the break be a bit wider. We want a stable spine in the middle and frantic texture around it. Now step 1. Pick and prep the break. Drop a classic break into break. Amen, think, hot pants anything with obvious identity and internal movement. Turn warp on. For a clean starting point, I want you to consolidate a two-bar loop. Don't skip this. Working inside a stable two-bar phrase makes your edits feel intentional, not random. Warp mode. You've got two main options. Complex Pro is good if you want to preserve the audio more naturally. Beats mode is where jungle lives when you want that crunchy, sliced attitude. If you go beats mode, set it to transient, and set preserve to 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how choppy you want it. 1/16 usually gives that sharper cut-up vibe. Now step 2, build the two-step backbone, the invisible grid. Go to backbone and load a drum rack. Choose a tight D&B kick, not a huge 808 style long tail. We want definition. Choose a classic D&B snare. If you layer, do it with purpose. One for body, one for crack. And phase check it if it starts sounding hollow. Program one bar first. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beat 2. Optional kick on beat 3 depending on the vibe. Snare on beat 4. That's your pillar structure. Now here's the two-step influence that really matters inside jungle. Add a ghost kick leading into the last snare. Put a quiet kick around 1.4.3 or 1.4.2. That subtle pull into beat 4 is a classic rolling move. It makes the loop lean forward without you needing extra loud hits. Velocity guidelines, just to give you a starting discipline. Main kick around 105 to 120. Ghost kick very low, like 25 to 55. Snares pretty consistent, 110 to 125. And notice what we're doing. We're making the backbone predictable. Jungle will go wild on top, but the listener's body still needs something to lock to. Step 3. Make the break follow the backbone without sounding rigid. This is the core trick, so listen closely. You don't force the break to become two-step. You let two-step suggest the pocket. First, align the big snare moments. Open the break clip. Find the strongest snare hits in the break, the ones that feel like the backbeat. Use warp markers or nudge the clip start so those key hits land near beat 2 and beat 4. But do not perfect it like a robot. In jungle, a slightly late snare can feel enormous, like it's dragging the whole room behind it. Aim for tiny deviations, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. That's the zone where it still feels human and aggressive, but not sloppy. Now the second part, call and response between break and backbone. Let the backbone's snare be the authority. It's clean, stable, readable. Let the break provide phlegms, ghosts, and texture around it. This is a big mental shift for advanced producers. You don't need your break snare to win. You need it to decorate. The backbone owns the statement. The break owns the mess. Quick coach note here, think in timing contrast. Two-step feel isn't just placement. It's the contrast between rigid pillars and loose furniture. Here's a practical check. Solo break and backbone together. Leave the backbone perfectly on grid. Then in the break, pick 3 to 6 non-essential tiny hits. Little hats. Internal ghost taps. Nudge some intentionally early so they rush into beat 2 and 4. Nudge some intentionally late so they drag after the snare. You're creating push and pull around fixed anchors. That's what sells the hybrid. Step 4. Add two-step swing into jungle hats and ghosts. Go to hats/ghosts and load a drum rack with a closed hat. a ride or shuffle hat, a ghost snare tick, and maybe a rim or woodblock or some noisy tick. Start with a basic eighth note closed hat, but remove a few hits so it breathes. If you fill every eighth note, you're basically painting a grid and your break won't feel like it has room. Then add offbeat accents around 1.2.3 and 1.4.3. Those spots help create that skipping, rolling implication without changing the backbone. Now open the groove pool as swing 16 groove. Start with swing 16-62 as a reference point. Apply the groove to hats/coasts and optionally to the break, but be careful with the break. If you groove the break too hard, you can smear the identity of the original drummer and it stops feeling like jungle. Groove settings to start. Timing around 15%, and you can push it up to 25 if the loop can take it. Velocity impact very subtle, 0 to 10%. Random just a touch, 0 to 5. Key concept, two-step swing is often felt more in skipping hats than in kick and snare. Keep the backbone stable while hats and break micro hits move. Now step 5, stock Ableton chains for punch and glue. Let's shape the break first, because breaks are chaotic. On break, at EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 60 Hz depending on the sample. You're getting rid of random low thumps that fight your kick and sub. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 350. If you want air, a gentle shelve around 8 to 12 khz can help, but don't turn it into brittle hiss. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 20% depending on the sample. Use your ears. Crunch low, 0 to 10. Boom usually low too, because we want the reverb sub and weight controlled elsewhere. If the break is dull, push transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then utility. Widen the break a bit. 110 to 140%. Bass mono at about 120 Hz to keep low end focused. Now on the backbone track. The goal is authority and center focus. At EQ 8, make sure the kick fundamental is clear. Often that's in the 45 to 70 Hz zone, but it depends on the kick. Cut mud around 250 to 400 if it's cloudy. Then glue compressor. Attack about 3 ms. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. And don't smash it. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. This is for control, not for flattening. Then drum bus. Transients plus 10 to get kick definition. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Now on the drums group, you're doing final cohesion. Add another glue compressor. Attack 10 ms so the transient still punches. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Optional limiter is safety, ceiling at minus 0.5. Don't crush, just catch peaks. Now a really important coaching angle. Treat break versus backbone as a frequency decision, not just volume. Backbone snare should own the core buy and crack. Roughly, think 100 AE to 250 for weight and 2 to 6K for bite. Break snare can own fizz, air, and mid grit. Often 6 to 12k plus messy mids. So do this. On the break, use EQ 8 and make a narrowish dip right where your backbone snare speaks the most. Suddenly the backbeat feels deliberate even while everything is hectic. Step 6. The groove trick. Two-step gaps inside break edits. Jungle loves filling micro spaces with ghosts. Two-step relies on space. So we're going to create space without killing the break vibe. In the break, find the busy moments right before the snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Remove or lower one or two of those little hits right before the snare. Don't erase the whole vibe. Just make room. Then replace that space with either a single ghost kick at very low velocity or a tiny hat tick that's short and filtered. What happens is magic. The break still sounds chopped and frantic, but the snare suddenly feels like a landing point. That is pure two-step behavior inside jungle. Advanced variation if you want extra swagger. The delayed 4 trick. Keep the backbone snare on beat 2 perfectly on time, but nudge only the beat 4 snare slightly late, like plus 6 to plus 14 milliseconds. Not a flam, just a lean. It can create that falling into the loop sensation. Use sparingly. One snare, not both, or it turns into wobble. Another advanced ghost kick concept. Build a family of ghost kicks, not just one. One quiet kick that pulls into beat 2. One quiet kick that pulls into beat 4. And occasionally one even quieter right after the snare is an answer. They should be so subtle you feel them more than you hear them. If you mute them and the loop loses urgency, you did it right. Now step 7, arrangement. 16 bar drop that breathes like jungle but rolls like DNB. Bars 1 to 4, establish. Backbone full volume. Break slightly filtered. Use auto filter high pass around 150 to 250 Hz and slowly open it. You're teasing weight without dropping it all at once. Bars 5 to 8. First variation. Add one or two extra break chops at phrase ends. Add a short snare fill, like a 1/16 stutter, in bar 8. Keep it readable. Phrase end edit discipline matters. Choose either pre-snare chatter leading into the snare, or post-snare scatter after it. Doing both at once is chaos unless you want intentional mayhem. Bars 9 to 12. Two-step reset moment. For one bar, reduce the break to a simpler slice pattern. Let the backbone be obvious. This is where your track becomes DJ readable. The dance floor loves this because the bar lines become clear again. Bars 13 to 16. Peak and exit. Bring back busy break edits. Add crash or ride. Do a short reverb throw on the last snare. Now set up return A, drum room. Use hybrid reverb in a room mode. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High pass the reverb itself somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz so it stays dark and doesn't muddy the low mids. Send only the snare layers and a touch of break. Keep it subtle. You want glue, not a wash. Extra pro move. Micro room unification. Instead of sending everything, send a little from the backbone snare and only select break hits, not all. It makes chopped audio feel like it lives in one space, and it helps the backbone feel inside the break rather than pasted on top. Now let's do some fast diagnosis, like an advanced producer. Mute tests. Mute the break for two bars. Does it still roll? If not, your hats and ghost programming is undercooked. Mute the backbone for two bars. Does the break still imply two and four? If not, your chop map isn't reinforcing the backbeat. Mute hats slash ghosts. If the track suddenly stops moving, your swing engine is too dependent on hats instead of internal break phrasing and ghost kick language. Also, keep it DJ readable. Make sure something obvious happens at bar 1, bar 5, bar 9, and bar 13. Strong start. Variation, reset, peak. If you can't feel those landmarks, your jungle edits may be winning too hard. Common mistakes to avoid while you refine. Don't over-quantize the break. You'll kill the bite. Don't let the break low end fight the kick and sub. High pass, control, and mono the bass range. Don't put too much swing on the backbone. This audio version is shortened for playback.